I'll try not to do a Steve Ballmer, and my demo team have asked me not to throw this one on the floor.
This is PodTech News from the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. In this second of four parts of Paul Otellini's keynote address, Intel's chief executive explained the Vive platform. This comes from his speech delivered on Thursday, January 5th, 2006 at the Hilton Hotel.
Digital entertainment is new in the living room, but it's hardly normal at this time. What consumers really have today is an internet video experience that's largely experienced from a chair in front of a computer at a distance of 2 or 3 feet. What I think consumers really want, and what they tell us they want, is online content on that big screen in their living room, in their bedroom, from the couch or sitting on the bed. And in order for us to deliver this, we have to integrate the big screen capabilities, the PC capabilities, and the internet experience. When we do that, we will satisfy what consumers have been asking us to give them. Well, today, Intel is introducing a new hardware platform to deliver to that satisfaction. We call it Vive. It's designed from the ground up for the digital entertainment experience. So what is Vive? Vive is a combination of hardware and software that delivers a new media experience. There's three fundamental new features to this technology. The first is that we've made the PC much more PC-like, and we'll show you how that works in a minute. The second is that we've incorporated dual-core technology into the machines to be able to handle the needs of digital media types. Using Core Duo, they can also make the machines much smaller, quieter, cooler, so they can handle the ergonomic needs that all of us have in our living rooms. And together with Microsoft's Media Center Edition operating system, the new Vive hardware and their software delivers a new baseline capability to handle digital media inside the home. But there has been a third and large missing piece, and that's content. The most important thing that we've been doing in the last couple of years has been working with the content industry to get premium content available on the internet onto devices like these. Ultimately, what Vive is all about is enabling a new experience in the home, putting the consumer in control. We believe that Vive will completely change what you expect from home entertainment. And to take us on a tour of this new normal, I'd like to bring out Don McDonald. Don is the Vice President and General Manager of Intel's Digital Home Group. Don? Hi.
Hey, Paul. How are you? Okay, well, you know, we've been working for a long time, as you know, about preparing the world and consumers for the excitement of Vive. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be here today to participate in the official unveiling of Intel Vive technology. Now, I have one envy of Sean, and I don't have the cape, but our engineers work every day to turn logic into magic. And I think what you'll see is that being imbued into the design philosophy of Vive. We started off with three vectors that we were designing for. Vive had to be very, very easy to use. It had to have the performance to enable new capabilities that would thrill consumers. And finally, it had to be very, very simple to connect that to the other devices, content, and services in and around the home. So what I'd like to do is to show you an example of a Vive PC. If we walk over here. This one is a new Vive PC from Shuttle, and of course it's based on dual core. This is the Core Duo. And you can see it there, very discreet and beautifully under the television. And it's based on Microsoft MCE, of course. That's the operating system we chose. And you can actually see the collaboration results from Microsoft and Intel. It really has led to a beautiful consumer experience. So Vive, just by picking up the remote control, is easy to use. It is controlled by a remote control. And the first thing you'll notice is we've worked very, very hard to make it easy to have a consumer simple experience. Let me just show. In this case, this is on and off. So we turn the Vive PC off, and then just as quickly, with one click, we can actually resume playing back on the Vive PC. And the LCD actually takes longer to power down and power up than the Vive PC does. So that's spectacular. That really is a good example of magic on the PC basis. The second thing is that Vive is based on multi-core. In this case, as I mentioned, it was the Core Duo. And the reason we've done that is because we really need to have this optimal performance, especially for the demanding environment of the living room or even all around the home. So technically, the technology is very exciting, but obviously what's most important is the experience that consumers have. And in this case, they're going to experience a fabulous consumer experience thanks to the performance and the design of Vive. And that means high-definition audio, high-definition video, and most importantly of all, highly personalized and customized content. And at the heart of Vive experience, content is everything. So we designed Vive from the ground up for a world of connected and digital devices, content, and services. And as we announced in December, just behind Paul, you can actually see some of the alliances and exciting partners we worked with to bring premium online services through Vive, working with content partners. And so today you have over 60 companies working as part of the Vive team to deliver gaming, TV, movies, music, photo services. And these kind of services will be available in all the countries where we've decided to launch the Vive PC. And we're going to add more all the time. And let me give you a couple of quick examples of some services. You're going to see more throughout the presentation, but let me just give you a couple of quick ones. Okay, here, again, using the remote control, we'll just go into, system here. You know, it's getting close to being March Madness, so I think I'll start with some basketball here, or some sport, rather. And we'll start with ESPN. The first thing you'll notice, actually, is the logo. And the logo itself, as Paul mentioned earlier, everything we do is based on standards. But unfortunately, standards are necessary, but are not sufficient. We have to do a huge amount of hidden work on top of standards to make sure that our devices, the televisions they connect to, the networking, the content, the services are designed for as simple as an experience as consumers demand. And so that's something that the consumer won't see and shouldn't have to see. But nevertheless, when you see that enjoy with Vive, it's a sign of confidence that these things have been tested to just play nicely together. In this case, you're familiar with March Madness coming up with ESPN Full Court. But now, thanks to the Vive technology and the ability to get the content when and where you want it, ESPN is offering a new customized content solution called ESPN Motion. This one is exclusive to Vive users. It will automatically download highlights of your favorite sports events in high definition. So you get to watch your favorite high definition sports as and when you want to. So let's just have a look at this. It's just a quick clip. In this case, it's now accessing my Vive PC. It's bringing up the content that was stored for me. And I think we'll just have a quick look. I think this is Army versus Duke, if there's any fans on here. And so just look at the stunning quality. That's what people expect and demand. And Vive was designed to bring more of this into your living room. So they made the touchdown. Let's just go back in the interest of time. When you talk about sports or sort of about online entertainment, clearly digital entertainment is symbolized by gaming. So in this case, what I'd like to do is to actually let you show a new, unique, and innovative offering. And in this case, this one's from Turner Broadcasting, and it's called GameTap. And there's many unique offerings around, but when you put them together with Vive, you get some really unique capabilities. Let me just show you this one. You probably saw the user interface. It's absolutely stunning. It's a real pleasure to use. I should get rid of the remote control because we're gaming, so now I'll try not to do a Steve Ballmer, and my demo team have asked me not to throw this one on the floor. So in this case, let's just wake up the controller. Okay, so there's the user interface. In the GameTap usage model, you have more than 300 of the world's most favorite games available to you. So let's just try this again. Sorry about that.
There you go.
Okay, there we go. So we click on here. Now, what happens is, because it's dynamic, Turner will actually begin to provide and update games throughout your period on here. So you've got lots of... We'll go into one from Paul's era called Galaga, but there's all the different types of systems of games and types from different consoles. So I'll just play this one. Okay, and seeing as we're, let's just start this one. Because it's dynamic, you also get some original content from Turner that as the game is loading, it tells you of new services coming, it tells you of new content, and has a bit of fun. And then you get to play your game, but in the interest of time, I'm going to resist the temptation to play the games. That's just two of more than 60 services, by the way, that's available from Vive today. But when you think about bringing internet to the living room, you think about kicking back on your sofa and enjoying your high-definition movies. So in this particular case, what I'm going to do is, let me just get back to the screen here, is I'm going to actually start a high-definition movie. In this case, it will be, let's just slide across to March of the Penguins. That's a beautiful film. And again, just take notice of the high-quality audio and the actual picture.
The emperor penguin is technically a bird.
So we just let that run for a second. If we can just turn the volume down here. Over here, what we can expect is that consumers will enjoy the benefits of spectacular support for the Vive program. We actually have some examples of PCs from more than 110 OEMs who are supporting the Vive launch. And these PCs, as you can tell, are available in a variety of PC shapes and sizes. So if you thought you knew everything about the PCs and that they were kind of tired, you're wrong. Look at these. You've got beautiful form factors. So Vive will continue to evolve. And in fact, you can expect more services and new capabilities as we go forward. So when you see that Enjoy with Vive logo that's up on the devices, you know that whether you buy a television, a set-top box, a digital media adapter, or any networking device that contains that logo, you know that Intel and our partners have done a great deal of work to make it very, very simple to connect and enable those new capabilities. So let me just give you an example of one. Where's my remote control gone? Here we go. This is a 50-inch plasma television from Lucky Gold Star. And what it's doing is it's been connected through some of these new capabilities to the Vive PC in the living room in this case. So this could be in the kitchen or in a different room in the house. And what I'm going to do quickly is to just play another video clip in this case. And what it's doing is, it's actually streaming. You see, it's actually streaming it in a protected manner. High-definition content from the Vive PC in room one can now stream across the network and begin playing this or a different movie that's stored on the hard disk over to a screen that's in this particular living room. Okay, so it's streaming high-definition content directly from Vive to this plasma. So it's a new capability that allows you to acquire, manage, and enjoy your content in new and exciting ways. Now, we also have features with high-definition media library in Vive. So regardless of where your content is stored, whether it's on this notebook, as we saw from Michael and some of the guys from Dell, or some of the other PCs in your house, it will aggregate all of the content, so you just simply use the remote to identify it, acquire it, and play it. It really is supposed to be that simple, and that's what Vive is all about. Now, we spoke about Vive talking to the PC. So we have one movie running over here. We have the Vive PC serving up content here. And over here, we have a third one, if you can get the stream running, please, where the same Vive PC is serving up yet a third stream of high-definition content, in this case on this Vive notebook, and it's using CyberLink software to connect, again, through the digital media adapter, this notebook to the basic Vive PC, so multiple people in the home can enjoy the gorgeous content that's available. And by the way, although we showed a brand-new television, we actually have a device called a digital media adapter, which, again, will be Vive verified or Enjoy with Vive logo. So you can connect that up to an existing television if you're not ready to purchase a brand new television. So Vive will truly be in your living room, whether or not the Vive PC is in your living room or not. And obviously, with the form factors we have, you get to choose.
And the content, as it moves around the house, maintains its protection?
It does. Obviously, if it's not protected content, if it's personal content, it doesn't employ any content protection mechanism. But if it is protected content, as you saw when this powered up, it will securely move it around the network in your home, so you can serve it up and enjoy it, but it's still very much protected.
And if I buy a Vive today, can I upgrade it?
Absolutely. So you can buy a Vive PC with confidence today, and as we continue to invest to deliver more features and more capabilities, you'll be able to take advantage of those later on in the year or next year or whenever it is that you're ready for them with a very simple download. So we're very excited by Vive, Paul. We've got a tremendous amount of momentum, a tremendous amount of excitement, and as you'll see in the rest of the presentation, we're not the only ones. It really is a fabulous program, and we're very, very excited.
Super. Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
We tried to show you that Vive is a new digital entertainment experience. It combines all kinds of great technology, great content, and we tried to make it very simple in terms of user-friendly devices inside your home. And in our mind, it's not a battle between various devices. It's about making all of these devices work together in a very simple fashion.